Due to scheduling issues with presenters, I'm going to move forward agenda items number 4 and 24. So we will start out with agenda item number 4. Thank you. Report and possible discussion on external audit plan by John Hawes.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I'm simply going to introduce Mike O'Brien. Mike is a partner with Paget Stradiman, who this board selected as the new external auditor for the Brazos River Authority, and they are just getting ready to begin the audit process for this next for the fiscal 2008 audit. And Mike has some required communications and wanted to discuss with you the plan for that audit. So I'll just introduce Mike.
Thank you, John. I know in your board book there's a letter of required communications that the auditors have to send out to the board before we commence the audit. I've also kind of tried to boil it down into a PowerPoint presentation that's a little more user-friendly, I guess. So if you have questions as I go along, please let me know. But I am Mike O'Brien. I've included my contact information in here. You know, as the auditors, we do work for the board. We work with management, of course, but we do work for the board. I wanted to hit you to have my information in case you had any questions, et cetera, that you could contact me. On the next page, the communications that we make to board members before the audit, we're doing that right now. We've issued our letter. I'm giving to give you a little bit of information about the audit process, but you're welcome to provide us with information, concerns you have, any questions about financial reporting or accounting, any suspicion about fraud or misappropriation of assets, or concerns about management integrity, call me, email me. Hopefully there won't be any of those, but I want you to know there is a two-way communication that you're welcome to, you know, to use. And during the course of the audit, if anything comes up that I find that's in those sorts of veins, I'll be communicating with the audit committee. On page 3, the deliverables that you can expect from us as the auditor with respect to the River Authority audit, we will audit and report on the financial statements, which is in the comprehensive annual financial report that the River Authority does every year. In that document, we also report on at the financial statement level with compliance and law with laws and regulations. That's required by governmental accounting standards since you have federal and state grants. So that's at the kind of the River Authority level. We also do basically another audit on federal and state grants. And that audit is at the grant level. There's a whole set of rules that we have to go through to see which grants have to be tested. And so we'll issue reports on compliance with laws and regulations and internal control at that level. We also, the required other communications that we have to make is if we become aware of any material weaknesses in internal control, then we formally report those in writing to the board. And I've included in Appendix A, there's a whole laundry list of other things we report to boards after the audit, letter on conduct of the audit. So those are the required audit deliverables you can expect from us. Page 4, last couple of weeks, we've actually had auditors out here in the field doing some audit planning and preliminary work. Today, I guess, kind of concludes that because we're basically at the top of this flow chart. This is kind of a depiction of the planning and audit process. We're taking a whole lot of information, trying to funnel it down into a specific audit approach. So that's really the purpose of this, just to let you know we have been gathering a lot of information. Any feedback you folks may have would be certainly appropriate at this time, and then we'll conduct the actual audit process later in the year, which you can see on the next page. Page 5 is a slide we went over with the audit committee when we went through our audit proposal process, which is kind of a workflow and timeline. You can see what takes place when. There's, of course, a lot of things to get done between now and January when we actually issue the report, but that's just there so you can kind of get a feel for the timeline. We do plan currently to, As I said, we review internal controls. We don't issue an opinion on internal controls, but they are certainly part of the audit process. We do think that the system, based on work we've done so far, has some good internal controls, and we will be planning to place reliance on some of the controls over water sales, payroll, and cash disbursements. Just so you'll know the process, we don't just totally come in and beat up the numbers. We do look at the systems as well. On the next page, with regard to federal and state grants, as I said, that's a whole, really a separate audit. The Federal Single Audit Act and the State of Texas Uniform Grant Management Act has a whole set of rules and procedures that we have to follow to do those tests. And once the final books are closed out and we can select the actual grants that are required to be audited, we'll do that testing. But I just wanted to let you know that is kind of a different level of testing. It's much lower level of detail. It's at the grant level rather than at the overall River Authority level. And then the last page is the Appendix A, and you can see there's a whole laundry list of information that we will communicate after the audit. During the audit, if there's any major issues or any fraud or illegal acts, you can expect communication on those in a more real-time basis. I know that was quite a fast-paced presentation, but I'd be happy to answer any questions. If there are none, that's an overview of the audit process.
Any questions? Barring none, thank you, sir.
Thank you.